We're in Simen Tof Nun Zayin. We're up to Sif Beis. Halash Isa B'Yantav Shal Pesach. Someone who's kneading dough on Yantav of Pesach itself. Lo Yikra Shem L'Chala Ad Sheteyofa. He should not be Kor Hashem to the Chala until after it's baked. What's the problem? The halachi is that although one cannot be Mafrish Chala on Yantav, if someone actually needs a dough on Yontif, if it becomes chayev in chala on Yontif, then one is allowed to be mafrish chala. The problem is that once you're mafrish chala, since this chala is not going to be eaten, you cannot bake it. If you can't bake it, you'll have to let it sit there. If it sits there, it's going to turn to chametz. So what do you do? Don't go and call the shem chala. Don't call it chala yet until after it bakes. Shim yikra l'shem, eina rashoy lafosa, because after your kor shem, you cannot bake it. And if you just leave it there, it's going to become chametz. Veino rashai l'sorfa b'yantiv, you can also not burn it on yantiv. V'mshochach v'korah l'shem, what happens if you did accidentally assign it as chala? Yatilena l'tzonen v'yimna enomi l'hachmetz. Put it into cold water and prevent it from becoming chametz. So, first the Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if somebody wants to set aside a piece that he will later call challah? Meaning, to begin with, you'd like to go ahead and keep this as a separate piece. So he says you're allowed to do it as long as you do not call it challah, but you shouldn't even think harezu challah, because challah is chal b'machshava. Now, if after you are kor hashem, the Mishnah Berurah asks the kasha, it becomes like hekdesh. If it becomes like hekdesh, it's not yours. If it's not yours, why are you over on Bal Yeros? He mentions that Chazal say, since you could do hataris nadarim and retroactively make it yours, you have to get rid of it. You cannot hold on to chametz, even though it's chametz shel hekdesh at this point. You cannot hold on to it since it could eventually become yours again. Now, the halacha was that if you were kor hashem, you put it into cold water. So the question is, so why not do that lechatchila? The teretz is that we're afraid that the water won't be cold enough. It's only if you have no brera that we rely on the cold water, but otherwise we do not do that. Now further, the Ramah says, v'myesh kohen katan shelo ro keri, if you're talking about a kohen katan who is tahar, o gadol shetova lekeri, or a gadol that went to the mikvah, Mutarim lefos hachala bishvilo, you're allowed to go and bake the challah for him. Now, the Mechaber did not give this aid, so the Mechaber was talking about challahs Eretz Yisrael, which, since bizman as they were all tamei, there's no way that anyone can eat this. Challahs chutz l'aretz, even though we're tamei meisim, there's a daya that anyone that is, even though tamei meis, but he's tor from tumah hayotze migufo, he's allowed to eat it. So the Ramah is talking about challahs chutz l'aretz. So he says that you can go and give it to someone who is tahar. The Yesh Omrim Shein Machilin Chala Bezman Azeh L'Shum Kohen, whereas others say that Bezman Azeh, you are not to give Chala to anybody because we are Tmei Mesim. L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Prima Godin, who says that that our minig is not to have anybody eat Chala Bezman Azeh even in Chutz Loretz. The next Rama, Yesh Omrim, Demuter B'Yontiv Lolush Pochas Mikashir Kadei Liftaratzom in Achala. There are those who say that on Yontif, you're allowed to go out of your way to dafka bake less than a shear, so that you're not going to run into this problem. And even though all year long we're careful to try to dafka need a shear challah and not to try to get out of the mitzvah of challah, dafka on Pesach, on Yontif itself, where there are problems if you're with hafrashas challah, there you are, the right thing to do is to need a dough that is less than the shear challah.